I am Leonard Witbier. It's Friday, May the 2nd, and here's your news at 8 a.m. The Ministry of Finance and Social Grants Management has proposed $212 million in the 2025-26 budget to help Meadco settle its debt with the Development Bank of Namibia and improve its financial operations. Business expert Joseph Shiama has also weighed in on the proposal.
Give people a warning. Apply consequences management to the chief executives and the justification for the state employment employment of state-owner enterprises, as well as how competition pressure will apply to maintain commercial focus and discipline, and also please dismiss, fire the incompetent chief executive.
Commissioner Nicolaus Kubembona of the Erongo Police has strongly condemned a petrol bomb incident linked to escalating tensions around the Daure Daman Traditional Authority in Uis. The attack occurred amid renewed community outrage over the office's reopening, as residents accused the traditional leadership of mishandling public funds. Herbert Yao, who's a social justice activist, voiced his concern on the matter.
We have reports, confirmed reports of police brutality, people being hit with the butts of guns, and people being kicked. Very clearly a case of intimidation, where like the local chief, Saibib, from the traditional authority, seems to play also a dubious role and the collusion between him and the police.
An aesthetic shortage has prompted several state hospitals to suspend elective surgeries, limiting procedures to emergencies only. Windhoek Central, Karutura Intermediate, Kietmanse and Rundu's state hospitals are amongst those affected. Regarding Rundu's state hospital, Health Ministry spokesperson Walter Skamaya acknowledged the shortage.
Noting the observed low stock situation at Rundu Intermediate Hospital, the ministry has instituted immediate measures to ensure that adequate quantity of the requisite stock is dispatched to Intermediate Hospital Rundu immediately.
The National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa has condemned the Government of National Unity's efforts to undermine workers' rights in favor of a more flexible labor regime for businesses. The union spokesperson Fakamila Sluba Majola argues that this shift is a mere cover for increased labor exploitation. She adds that the union is fully backing campaigns aimed at educating and mobilizing the working class to combat these developments.
As we reflect on Workers' Day, we must never forget that true power rests with the working class. The working class are the creators of wealth, and it is the united power of the working class that has the power to overthrow hateful, brutal regimes like apartheid. It was the working class that fought to create a battery of legislation to protect the rights and benefits which we have today.
To the U.S., a Trump-appointed judge has barred the White House from using the centuries-old Alien Enemies Act to deport Venezuelans. It claims are members of the violent gang Tren de Aragua. At least 137 people have been deported using the act, sent to a notorious prison in El Salvador. From Texas, our correspondent is Tony Waterman.
The law allows for the detention and removal of people from countries the U.S. is at war with and has only been invoked three other times: the War of 1812, World War I, in World War II. The Trump administration has argued that the Tren de Aragua gang has invaded the U.S. and is working with the Venezuelan government. Earlier this month, the Supreme Court paused deportations under the Alien Enemies Act without due process. Tony Waterman, Texas.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.